And I hope you understand that's why we do this. We read through this lest we forget. And the point, you know, that we make is we don't want to forget. We need to do everything we can to remember. And I know you say, well, Pastor, I could never forget what Jesus has done for me, but to continually be reminded. Honestly, the Jewish people, the Jewish family, every time, you know, that Passover came, they would go through the story. You know, and you say, why would they do it? You know, they know it like the back of their hands. Yeah, because it was going to remind them, and it would help them be thankful as a Jew for what had happened that Passover. And you know what? We are the same way. Honestly, you can say that, oh, I'll never forget. But we are sheep that forget. We are sheep. Not that we would forget it totally out of mind, but we would forget significance. We would forget to, you know what? Honestly, I read things in my devotions on a daily basis, and I forget through the day to go back to it and remember, oh, you know what? That was so good today. And again, another thing that I'm working on is trying to keep it with me throughout the whole day. Well, if I'm that way with a devotion, I'm going to forget. I don't. It's just out of sight, out of mind. You know that phrase? And we've got to have it in our minds so that it keeps us in the right place. It's a kind of like a calibration point that we've got to come back to so that we stay right. That's why tonight we take the time. Some of you might say, Pastor, why do we waste the time, you know, when you could be preaching to go through this? This is no waste. In fact, this is better than any preaching I could do because it takes us to Calvary. It puts us right back there and we see it. I can't say firsthand, but as firsthand as we can get, and that's what the Bible is to us. We can get it as best hand that we can get. And so you cherish this night as we look at Mark. And so let's go ahead and grab our Bibles and go to Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14 this evening, 14, 15, 16. We do this only three times a year, and I put it on my calendar, and it comes up, and we go through them, and so we rotate through the Gospels to get a different perspective each time, and we're looking at Mark this night. And so Mark chapter 14, I'm going to be reading it. It takes discipline for you. I don't know, because I've never sat through somebody reading it to me. I've only ever experienced this from my end and reading it to you. I don't know if it takes discipline for you to stay engaged. I don't know if your mind wanders. I don't know if it's easy. I don't know. Feel free to give me feedback sometime, but I'm going to be reading it, and it's easy for me to stay engaged because I'm reading it, but for you, do your best to stay engaged and follow the story through. Let me ask you a question. This is kind of a test. You don't need to answer. Was your mind engaged when we just sang those last songs? Ooh, you know, some of you say, oh, I wasn't thinking very much. That's something that we need to be engaged. There were some good words to the songs that we just sang. Good words. Would you agree? Man, there were some good words that lead us to Calvary. And some of the previous songs, wow, there was one, and I can't even, here's how our minds work. I can't even remember what it was, but it was the first or the second song. I was thinking through what Jesus has done. What an amazing thing. We've got to engage. And so, engage here. Mark chapter 14, starting in verse 1. I'm going to read through it. You do your best to remember. Remember. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of unleavened bread. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. And they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she brake the box and poured it on his head. There were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? And for it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. They murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me, for ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went into the chief priests to betray him unto them. And when they had heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. And he sought how he might conveniently betray him. The first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, where wilt thou that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover? And he sendeth forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, go ye into a city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the goodman of the house, the master saith, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared. There make ready for us. And his disciples went forth and came into the city and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And in the evening he cometh with the 12. And as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, verily I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. And they began to be sorrowful and say unto him one by one, is it I? And another said, is it I? And he answered and said unto them, it is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goeth, as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born. And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and brake it and gave to them and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Jesus saith unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after that I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter said unto him, although all shall be offended, yet will not I. Jesus saith unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. But he spake the more vehemently, if I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. Likewise also said they all. They came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he saith to his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be very sore amazed, and to be very heavy, saith unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. He went forward a little, and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed and spake the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, neither wist they what to answer him. And he cometh the third time and saith unto them, sleep on now, and take your rest. It is enough, the hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed unto the hands of sinners. Rise up, let us go. Lo, he that betrayeth me is at hand. And immediately, while he yet spake, cometh Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves, and from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. He that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Take him and lead him away safely. And as soon as he was come, he goeth straightway to him and saith, Master, Master, and kissed him. They laid their hands on him and took him. And one of them that stood by drew a sword and smote a servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Jesus answered and said unto them, Are ye come out as against a thief with swords and with staves to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and ye took me not, but the scriptures must be fulfilled. And they all forsook him and fled. And there followed him a certain young man, having a linen cloth cast about his naked body, and the young men laid hold on him, and he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. They led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And Peter followed him afar off, even into the palace of the high priest, and he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. And the chief priests and all the council sought for witness against Jesus to put him to death, and found none. For many bare false witness against him, but their witness agreed not together. And there arose certain and bare false witness against him, saying, We heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands. But neither so did their witness agree together. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, Answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witness against thee? But he held his peace and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him, and said unto him, Art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, and come in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes, and saith, What need we any further witnesses? Ye have heard the blasphemy, what think ye? And they all condemned him to be guilty of death. And some began to spit on him, and to cover his face, and to buffet him, and to say unto him, Prophesy! And the servants did strike him with their palms of their hands. And as Peter was beneath in the palace, there cometh one of the maids of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, And thou also wast with Jesus of Nazareth. But he denied, saying, No, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest. And he went out into the porch, and the cock crew. And a maid saw him again, and began to say to them that stood by, This is one of them. And he denied it again. And a little after, they that stood by said again to Peter, Surely, thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereto. But he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man of whom ye speak. And the second time the cock crew, Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, Before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And when he thought thereon, he wept. Straightway in the morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council and bound Jesus and carried him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And he answering, said unto him, "Thou sayest it." And the chief priest accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, saying, "Answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee." And Jesus yet answered nothing. So that Pilate marveled. Now at the feast he released unto them one prisoner, whomsoever they desired. And there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound with them that had made insurrection with him, who had committed murder in the insurrection. And the multitude, crying aloud, began to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. And Pilate answered them, saying, "Will ye that I release unto you the king of the Jews?" For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him for envy. But the chief priests moved the people that he should rather release Barabbas unto them. Pilate answered and said again unto them, "What will ye then that I shall do unto him whom ye call the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him!" Then Pilate said unto them, "Why? What evil hath he done?" And they cried out the more exceedingly, "Crucify him!" And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them, and he delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified. The soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band. And they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it about his head and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they smote him on the head with a reed and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees, worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him. They compel one, Simon a Cyrenian, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. And they bring him into the place Golgotha, which is being interpreted a place of a skull. And they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them what every man should take. It was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the superscription of his accusation was written over, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on his right hand and the other on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, "He was numbered with the transgressors." They that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads, saying, "Ah, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself and come down from the cross." Likewise also the chief priests, mocking among themselves with the scribes, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let Christ the King of Israel descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe." They that were crucified with him reviled him. When the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Some of them that stood by when they heard it said, "Behold, he calleth Elias." One ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink, saying, "Let alone, let us see whether Elias will come and take him down." Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. The veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion, which stood over against him, saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." There were also women looking on afar off, and among them was Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, the less, Joseph, and Salome, who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him, ministered unto him, and many other women which came up with him unto Jerusalem. Now when the even was come, because it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate, and craved the body of Jesus. And Pilate marveled if he were already dead, and calling unto him the centurion, he asked him whether he had been any while dead. And when he knew it of the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. And he brought fine linen and took him down and wrapped him in the linen and laid him in the sepulcher, which was hewn out of a rock, and rolled a stone unto the door of the sepulcher. And Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, beheld where he was laid. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices, that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun, and they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were affrighted. He saith unto them, "Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. But go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee, and there shall ye see him, as he said unto you." And they went quickly out and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early, the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them, as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth shall not be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. And I trust that God will bless his word. This was Mark's perspective. You notice difference as we read Matthew, Luke, John. We read the different perspectives. Certainly Mark had his own, but it's the same story. The same story. It amazes me how many people at the end here had a hard time believing. You know, before we're too quick to put our finger on these disciples or these followers, how many times do we not believe the Lord for what He has said that He would do in our lives? I trust that tonight we would believe, that we would believe on Jesus, not just for salvation, eternal salvation, but also for what else He has said in His Word that we need to follow. Again, I trust God has blessed with the reading of His Word. And I trust that will also prepare us now. There are a lot of tremendous things in that story that we read. Some very sad things, would you agree? Very sad things. Very triumphant things and exciting things. And yet that's the story, that's the truth. I trust that we would be disciples that believe and are willing to follow the Lord as He is risen, as He is risen indeed, and we look forward to seeing Him once again very, very soon. One of the things that was mentioned was, of course, the night in which Jesus met with those disciples just a few hours before He would go and pray in the garden and then be delivered up, taken on trial, put to death. During that time, He had a little bit of time to meet with those disciples. And of course, at that time is when He took the bread and took the cup and He gave it to them. And He said, take, eat, or drink. This is My body, this is My blood, which is broken for you. This new test, My blood. This is the opportunity that we have right now. Is it Jesus' body here that we partake of? No, of course not. Is it His blood? No, of course not. But it is a token for us to remember. It's what it is. It's something that we remember. It helps us. In a few moments, the men are going to come. I'm going to give you a moment to pray here in just a moment, just to make sure you're right. But we're going to partake of these elements. And the purpose is just like we did, we read. It's to remember. You look down at that little piece of broken wafer and remember and be thankful for what Jesus did on the cross, the broken body. A few minutes after that, we're going to have you're going to have it at the same time. But as then we move to the representation of the blood, the juice. Again, not His blood, but a representation. This is so that we can look at that in the cup and say, there it is. There's a representation of His blood. Remember what Jesus did on the cross that wipes away my sin, the remission of sin. Because for with the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And we take these two things that are just, they're tools, they're tokens, excuse me, for us to remember. Excuse me, let's remember and be thankful. Be thankful, but let's also then go out. You know, the disciples, they sung a hymn and then they went out. And they went out to do what? Well, not immediately, but Jesus commissioned them in the end. I want you to go. And the Scriptures tell us, even in Mark, that they obeyed. They went out and they followed Jesus. I trust that tonight we would go out and do the same thing. Let's follow Jesus. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to take the opportunity. You don't have to be a member of our church. You don't have to, whatever, what's required. Well, there's really nothing required. We don't watch everything that you do. You can do whatever. But there's got to be something to remember for you. And so that's the biggest thing is, have you trusted in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Well, then you have something to remember. That's really the significance tonight as you take this and remember the rest of 1 Corinthians 11, which we typically read during this time, talk about the significance of making sure we examine ourselves, making sure that we are right with the Lord, because it would be devastating to partake. And see, when we partake, we are saying some different things. We are in unity one with another. There was a group of people that were not acting in unity, and for that, God says, you know, this is not good, and That is why there's going to be some people that are sick and even die. There's trouble for that. So I would encourage you to get things right, you know. And maybe you need to pass tonight, but I will say this. The blessed thing is because of the cross of Christ, if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I would encourage you to just tonight here, while you have an opportunity, to get some things right with your Lord so that you can remember properly and so that you have a good perspective on what Jesus Christ has done for us. So we will partake of this in just a moment. Again, the way we're doing it during this time is we have both elements together in two cups, the cracker on the bottom, the juice on the top. We'll partake of them separately, but you will get them once. And of course, as you're seated, then the ushers can come, or those that are diligent come through and pass out those elements. And so I trust that you will be able to partake this evening that way. Let's go ahead and take the opportunity now to get alone with the Lord and pray, make sure that things are right. I'm going to go ahead and ask the men to come here and that are going to serve. And let's just take a time to get alone with the Lord.